The GOA's renewal, giving South Africa most favoured nation status alongside other African countries within AGOA, provides some relief for our manufacturers and farmers, but our overall competitiveness remains impaired because of issues which go beyond economics. The USA has been consistent in insisting that South Africa addresses its non-tariff barriers before they will consider lowering the tariffs. These include our race-based laws and discriminatory measures affecting procurement and employment, which impact all of the approximately 600 US businesses operating in South Africa. The DA has consistently pressured TAO to review and replace the current discriminatory BEE system with empowerment that addresses actual needs and fosters community social investment, instead of forcing investors to give up large chunks of their businesses, channeling that to enriching the same insiders over and over again.